This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 656, entitled My Growing Masculist Disillusion with the Manosphere. Description. This flyer expresses my growing masculist disillusion with the manosphere, that is, with the two major branches of the manosphere, the MGTOWs and another group I label LMs, that's little minds, who don't see that men will not be liberated in their millions until the manosphere goes strongly political and gets the gender laws men feared by fundamentally changing society so that it becomes bi-conscious, a FIPS society in which all women are FIPS, pulling their own financial weight and not parasiting off the labour and money of a man, where the divorce courts are fundamentally reformed, the para and opt tab are legislated, where GECs, gender equality committees, are set up in the parliaments to allow all this to happen. I do wonder if there's a generation gap between myself and the manosphere, who are mostly four decades younger than me and definitely not fighters, not politically conscious, who are basically little-minded wimps. The flyer itself. My Growing Masculist Disillusion with the Manosphere by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer expresses my growing masculist disillusion with the manosphere, with my disappointment at the lack of political vision of the large majority of the men involved with the discussion of men's issues on the internet, which is the very definition of the manosphere. My masculist critique of the manosphere is aimed at two branches of the manosphere, namely the MGTOWs, with whom I've always been at loggerheads, and at the what I call here the little mind, the little-minded or LM manospherians, who are so gutless and politically myopic that I can't take them seriously, perhaps due to a profound generation gap, something that I will elaborate on a bit later. So, what's my beef? Why do I feel such a growing masculist disillusion with the MGTOWs and the LMs? Because these two branches of the manosphere do not see that there will not be a widespread liberation of men unless masculist principles are applied to society, namely in the form of changing the gender political zeitgeist by creating a bi-conscious society, where masculist ideas are as well known as feminist ideas, so that everyone is well aware that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse, with their many horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men, the worst three being women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Changing the zeitgeist will not be enough. Masculists need to thoroughly change the very gender political structure of society so that it becomes a FIP society in which girls are socialized and educated to be FIPs, financially independent persons, who bother to get career competent educations at high school and college so that they can be FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style, in brackets, a fluffy is a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him, and in the case of one in four fathers, divorce raping him, close brackets, making fluffies and fluffy feminists the bitter enemies of the masculists, who aim to exterminate these two groups of women by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that their fluffy genes are removed from the gene pool. Masculists want the gender laws made men fair, so that millions of men are given gender justice. That is far from being the case today. The fact that one in four fathers gets butchered in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, which operate on the assumption that women are fluffies who depend on men to pay for them for decades, so enrages the masculists that we are at war against fluffies and fluffy feminists and aim to wipe them out. One of the main credos of the masculists is that, quote, now that women can work, They must work. Anything else is man's slavery. And man's slavery is seen as slavery, Damascus, who are abolitionists, who see fluffydom as man's slavery and hence a war issue. So fluffies and fluffy feminists are to be killed by the masculists slowly by simply being left to rot on the shelf, totally ignored by masculists, forcing fluffies to die slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually, telling women that they have to pull their financial weight by fipping up or they will pay a very heavy price of being forced to rot on the shelf and treated by masculists, in brackets who in time will be most men, as masculist ideas become as widespread as feminist ideas, close brackets, as vermin. So in time, most men will utterly reject these fluffy women if they do not convert themselves into being phips, that is, responsible adults, who do not expect fluffy style to be childishly dependent on a man. The usual critique of this masculist push for the fipping of women is that children need to be grown and raised, or we die out with a crashing birth rate. The masculists are not fools. They see this, so have proposed to women the masculist MCT, that's mother career timeline to women, so that women can be both phips and mothers. For a woman smart enough to get a master's degree, in brackets, aiming masculinized ideas initially at upper middle class women, who are the first adopters of masculist ideas due to their superior intelligence, close brackets, her MCT would go roughly as follows. She gets her master's in a career competent major that will allow her to earn decent money because she has acquired a real skill that the economy values so that she can earn real money and not be financially dependent on the labor and money of a man, thus manslaving him for decades and making her the bitter to be exterminated enemy of the masculist. She's 23 when she gets her master's and then works for 5 years in her profession, gaining real experience. In those 5 years, she meets her husband and has her first kid by the age of 29 and her second kid by the age of 31, thus fulfilling her civic duty of raising two kids to pay her life price and not be a life leecher who leeches off the sacrifices of her parents who raised her and does not repay those sacrifices with the next generation. She then stays at home, raising the two small children, since if she puts them into daycare, what is the point of bringing kids into the world if someone else is going to raise them? Question mark, exclamation mark. When the second kid is off to kindergarten, 6 years later, she returns to work so as not to be a fluffy to her husband, manslaving him for decades. To reduce the burden on the husband paying for the entire cost of the family, that is for himself, his kids, and a parasitic wife, the government gives the wife slash mother a hefty maternity wage for the 6 years that she is at home raising the kids, thus operating on the principle that the whole community, that is the taxpayers, are involved in raising the next generation, or we risk wiping ourselves out if we stay at current birth rates that are well below the replacement level of 2.1 children per woman. If so, then with mathematical certainty, we will wipe ourselves out in a few generations. The masculists push hard for the fipping of women, for the creation of a fip society, so that the gender laws can be readily changed that today so oppress men in their millions, forcing men into manslavery for decades of their lives, divorce raping men at the rate of one father in four, ruining millions of men's lives, forcing men into fatherhood due to the lack of a para paternity rejection right, equivalent to women's mara maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, so that women have the legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy, but men don't. So millions of women use this basic injustice to force millions of men into paying for a kid that he doesn't want, or in the case of paternity, fraud for a kid, in capital letters, that is not even his. Masculists want the para and the optab, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block paternity fraud that may occur in as many as 10% of all birds to be legislated. Maskers put tremendous moral pressure on women to fib up and to accept the men faring of the gender laws. Otherwise, maskers will crucify those women who don't, who have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as existing on this earth to pay for women to have babies. Such women, such fluffies, are vermin to maskers, which is why we hate them so much and aim to exterminate them by totally ignoring them to death, slow, miserable deaths. Maskers see all the above as obvious, but most of the men involved in the manosphere don't, which is why maskers are so pissed off with MGTOWs and LMs. MGTOWs are seen by the maskers as, quote, politically myopic wimps who passively, quietly, just slink away from marriage and paternity, seeing both as toxic for men, given the current toxicity of the divorce courts for men, so wipe their hands of marriage and paternity, utterly refusing to face a 1 in 4 chance of being butchered in a hated, fluffy, feminist-controlled divorce court system. Maskers certainly agree with MGTOWs that the divorce court system truly sucks for men, is toxic for men, so that men should avoid marriage and paternity. And that is now the norm for over 2/3 of young men in many countries who have been taught by the manosphere that marriage sucks for men, so is to be avoided at all costs. So millions of young men are now avoiding marriage and refuse to give young women their sperm, thus rejecting paternity. There are now so many millions of MGTOWs that they are having a true political effect on society due to their passive resistance towards marriage and paternity. But from the maskers' viewpoint, this solution of the MGTOWs is seen as being wimpy, gutless, lacking political vision, because it does not face up to the need for a fight for the men faring of the gender laws, which is needed to truly liberate millions of men from gender oppressions that women commit against men, e.g. the big three mentioned above. The essential difference between the maskers and the MGTOWs is that the MGTOWs are not fighters. They are gutless wimps who shy away from confrontation with the monoconscious feminists who so oppress men with their divorce courts, their misandry, their genocentrism, in brackets, for example, the legislation of the anti-paternity testing laws in France and Germany, where a man can only get a paternity test if he has the permission of his wife. What sexist hypocrisy on the behalf of the monoconscious feminazis, whom the maskists despise, close brackets. As for the LMs, they are too dumb to be taken seriously by intellectual, politically minded maskists. Most LMs are preoccupied with the first phase of gender political liberation, that is, consciousness raising. Feminism went through the same two main phases of women's lib, namely the first initial consciousness raising, becoming aware of what the problems were with women's traditional housewife role, and then moving on into feminist politics, changing the gender laws for women, thus liberating millions of women to be able to live more fulfilling lives, especially as female careerists, instead of rotting at home as housewives, wasting their university educations, etc. Maskers see that men have to go through the same process, that is, moving on from the male consciousness raising phase, for example, talking about women's natures, for example, about women's hypergamy, women's red pill nature, in brackets, that is, not loving men unconditionally, but for men's usefulness to women, close brackets, for women's monkey branching, in brackets, that is, dumping her man when a more sexploitable man with greater resources comes along, close brackets, etc. Most LMs don't even see that the liberation of millions of men implies the men faring of the gender laws, the creation of GECs, GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that push for the legislation of men fair gender laws so that men are no longer subject to the many awful gender crimes that women commit against men, that is, manslavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, etc. When women live in a FIP society, they will no longer oppress men in the above horrible ways. Most LEMs are, as their label suggests, too little-minded to see that men need to move on in a big way into the second major phase of men's lib, and that is into maskless gender politics, to get the gender laws changed and men fared, so that we all live in a bi-conscious FIP society, where all women are FIPs and socialised and educated by society to be FIPs, so women don't parasite off the money and labour of men, thus manslaving men for decades, and the worst of all gender crimes in the eyes of the maskless. But this maskless vision of creating a FIP society, of the FIPping of women, of the creation of GECs, of men faring the gender laws, etc., is not taking root in the manosphere, in my view, thus making me increasingly disillusioned. I have a contempt for the MGTOWs and for the LMs, whom I dismiss as beneath contempt. Is there a generation gap between me and the majority of the manosphere? I'm 76 as I write this, and most manospherians are in their 20s and 30s, that is almost my grandkids' age. Are the young generation basically wimps, apolitical, myopic wimps? Maybe. I just wonder how long it's going to take before the maskless vision of thoroughly reforming society, turning it into a FIP society with men fair gender laws, becomes a reality. I guess one of the disadvantages of being a prophet is that initially virtually no one understands what you're talking about, so that it may take years for the maskless message to truly penetrate and influence society. Cheers, Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the maskless tab for 650 plus maskless essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis, dash.